time. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bags tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? We're broadcasting live. Twice daily. High atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, and your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. John is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast. Meet up Friday night. You're not going to want to miss this one. Two outstanding seminars. Tony Pache, he's an experienced, he's experienced in civil war on his farm in Africa, Rhodesia. And his farm was stolen at gunpoint from an invading country. He says it can happen here in the United States of America. Signs are appearing all around us. What it was like firsthand? He's going to tell us. And Bob Gaskin, survival training. He says that 94% of us won't survive a society-ending event. So 6 out of 100 will survive, and he's going to teach us how to be part of that 6% Friday. That's Friday Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Seminars are free. I'll be there. Information's on the website. Just a quick tip to save you money. You know, one quick call to your telephone provider or satellite TV company can result in saving you $10 a month. How do I know? I've done it. I don't have satellite TV, but I have called our telephone company. They raised the cost of our telephone service. I called them up and I said, "Yeah, I'd like to pay less." They said, "Okay." So they dropped my bill $10 a month. There you go. So you can do that year after year after year, and those two calls, they're going to save you $10 a month or $240 over the next 12 months. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from unsafe circumstances. We're going to be learning about survival medicine, knowledge that's going to help you and your loved ones should they become ill, and we're going to talk about some strange illnesses today. Currently in the classroom with me discussing her personal research, her medical research, and sharing her medical experience with us is Dr. Julie Pennick. She's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor, nurse practitioner, and 3 times doctorate. Welcome, Julie Pennick.
Vince, how are you?
Julie, I am doing...
Stay in the Ozarks. It's bright and crisp, and it feels wonderful.
It really does. You know, it really is crisp. The frost was out there. The animals are not overheating, that's for sure. It's really nice out here in the Ozarks. Hey, Dr. Pennick, you've been with us at the last... several Get Prepared Expos here in Springfield, and you've presented seminars to your students here at the Expo. And what did they ask you about? What were the burning questions? Because I'm sure that our radio class would like to know the same kinds of things that the in-person students wanted to know from you during your seminars.
Well, almost always when we do the seminars, the questions come up, you know, what do I do about replacing these medications when the ability to get those medications dries up? You know, God forbid that any cataclysmic event takes place and we're all living out on properties that we've stockpiled our water filtration systems, our water, our 25-year freeze-dried food from the freeze-dried guy and all of that. And so my retort to them always is, why do you want to need to replace your medications? Why don't you heal the body so you don't need the medication? And yeah. Then my topic of conversation always turns to how do we be proactive in reversing health problems and for maintaining appropriate level of health so that we don't need those medications. Now, there are certainly things that we can talk about, substitutions as far as herbs and things go for minor acute illnesses. But the topic is always, let's treat the body as the temple that it is, and let's take better care of it. And so I always talk about nutritional approaches first and foremost. You know, I had a conversation yesterday with my students, because I teach nursing students here in Springfield, about the typical American diet, which is overladen with sugar, white flour, over-refined, over-processed foods, genetically modified grains, and substances that are aimed at keeping our energy level, like caffeine, cola. And so we talk about, how do we clean up the diet, which cleans up the bioterrain, and see what we have left over. We also talk about, even though we're not out somewhere and we have to be concerned with our water sources if we're cut off from municipalities, we talk about what are our sources for clean water just in our modern-day culture? Because what's coming out of your tap is not necessarily appropriate to be drinking all the time, because it's laden with toxins such as fluoride and chlorine. And what most people don't realize, if you live in a municipality and you have tap water, you probably are getting somebody else's metabolites of their hormone prescription medications that they're on, or maybe their antidepressant medications that they're on. And if they're drinking bottled water thinking that that's better, and they're drinking bottled water out of non-BPA-free containers, which the majority of people are buying just at the convenience store, at the grocery store, bottled water in the thin plastics, usually number one plastics. And so they don't realize that the molecules from the plastic bottles are leaching into their water, and those molecules have dioxins, like, which is a toxin, activity in the human body, and they disrupt the human hormone system. So we talk about a broad range of ways that we can be looking currently in our current situation to clean up the bioterrain, get the body better, so that maybe we can transition off of prescription medication. So that seems to be the overwhelming topic that comes up, and that's where I like to start, because until we do those things, we really will never be successful in having people be able to get off their prescription medications. Now, could I give them a substitution for their anti-anxiety medication with an herb? Yeah, absolutely. We could choose elemental lithium, not to be mistaken with the drug lithium carbonate, but lithium orotate or lithium aspartate, which is a nutrient, which is readily available over the counter. And if you take that, you can oftentimes alleviate the symptoms of anxiety and or depression, because it's a brain balancer. And so I understand out in the West, people used to go to the Indian reservations and take a dip in what they would call the crazy waters. And when they analyzed the water to see why people with mental health symptoms got better when they seemed to be taking soaks and drinking from the crazy waters, it's because that water source was high in elemental lithium from the surrounding bioterrain. And so, you know, you can take certain herbs to help with anxiety, like kava kava, or to help with sleep, or St. John's wort to help with depression. And so how do those herbs work? Well, I'll tell you that there's been medical research done in isolating the medicinally active components of that, like the alkaloid or those type things. But I'm going to tell you that I really believe that the majority of the benefits comes from those herbs, from the nutritional substrates, the carbohydrate, protein, fat, mineral, and vitamins of those herbs, and not necessarily what they've isolated to what they think is the medicinally active component. I believe that we just feed ourselves what the body is missing at the moment, and that we have a way to substitute that. Does that, like, answer your question in a roundabout way?
No, absolutely it does. Julie, you know, we talk about medicines, and we think that we have to have them. We really do. And, you know, I've mentioned on air that I ended up in the emergency room years ago, twice. And, you know, the emergency room doc said, you know, the problem that you have is you've got, you're really anxious. And I said, no, actually, I'm not anxious. I don't even have a job. You know, I don't have a boss pushing me around.
I don't have stress. I don't have a job. That would make me anxious, Ben.
Well, yeah, actually, I mean, Julie, you're an independent person. You're an entrepreneur, But what I'm saying is, you know, I didn't have a boss telling me that, you know, I'm way past deadline and I haven't done all these seven things that, that were number one on his list. So I didn't have that kind of stress. You know, I'm just a farmer and I set my own schedule, or I used to. I used to set my own schedule until I got behind the microphone. Now the clock sets my schedule. But the point I was making is I was my doctors would prescribe these medications for me, and it'd make me crazy. I mean, it'd make me, you know, it'd alter my heart rate and so forth. And that's why I ended up in the emergency room. So what I did was I got off all those meds, and I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. So the point that you're making about, you know, why do you need alternatives to these medicines when the real plan is to get off them? Aren't most people on at least six medications if they're over 50 years old?
Oh, my gosh, that's a huge, huge problem with polypharmacy. As I mentioned earlier, I have gone back to teaching. In addition to my small private practice, I've gone back to teaching on a full-time basis. And I'm looking at the medications that patients are on who are in the hospital. Literally, we were in clinic on Monday, and we had a patient who was on 17 medications, and this was a 51-year-old individual. How do we know the impact of 17 prescription medications on somebody who's younger than I am, by the way? And how do we know their symptoms that they present with acute problems, are not a side effect of the medication? And how many times is an individual prescribed a medication for a symptom which is actually a side effect of one of their other medications? I wouldn't be able to function. Your physiology, by the way, is not functioning on 17 medications. You can't possibly function on that. And here's the other issue. Medication, the pharmacologic model, does not restore normal function to the human body. The pharmacology model is aimed at suppression of symptoms. But what are symptoms in the first place? Symptoms are the body's communication method to you that something is out of balance. It's saying, hey, pay attention to me. I'm floundering here. I'm not getting what I'm needing. I'm not getting adequate rest, or I'm not getting adequate nutrition. Or I have a toxic exposure that is making my kidneys work harder or shutting my kidneys down completely. Or I don't have enough magnesium to keep my heart muscle balanced. I don't have enough potassium to keep my heart muscle balanced. And so symptoms are the way of the body to communicate with you. Let me give you a classic symptom. Almost
Julie, hold that thought for just a second. We're going into a break. Julie Penick, Dr. Julie Penick, three times PhD, Penick Healthcare, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com, right here in Springfield, Missouri. We'll be right back. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JettoProducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, actually, I only have some of the controls. John's producing the worldwide broadcast today, and John is Alex Jones' producer, and he has most of the controls. Julie Pennick's with us, and she's with Pennick Healthcare right here in Springfield, Missouri. And, Julie, you were talking about pharmacology and some examples. Julie, did we lose you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, and you were talking about some examples.
But I didn't hear your question.
Oh, okay. We're talking about examples. We're talking about medicines. We're talking about the that they just control or alter the effects or symptoms that we feel from whatever our problems are. And you were going to give us some examples. And we were talking about one of the people you were talking to had 17 meds.
Right. Let me tell you, let me give you an example that everybody in the listening audience will understand. It's over the counter now, and it's the medications for reflux. And so it doesn't matter which one you pick, they all have the same end result. They all reduce the amount or eliminate the amount of stomach acid that is produced. And so those people will always have altered protein digestion and metabolism because those medications suppress stomach acid production. Stomach acid plays a very important role in normal human physiology. The role of stomach acid is to take the resting pH of the stomach from about 5 to 6 down to at or below 3 so that the enzyme pepsinogen is converted to pepsin so that protein can be digested. And so what happens if we don't digest protein? Protein is
the molecule and the nutritional substrate that the human body uses for growth and repair. And so we automatically diminish our ability for growth and repair. And so if we're sick, it takes us longer to recover. Protein is required for a proper functioning of the human endocrine, your hormone system. So automatically, you're going to alter the function of your hormone system. And God forbid, when you alter the function of your hormone system, you may show up with another symptom that looks like a hormonal deficiency, which would be true. Then we're going to give you a hormone to treat that. But if we would just restore your normal physiology and allow you to digest your protein, we might be able to alleviate the symptom of the hormone system problem. And that medicine is over-the-counter. And I can tell you that I would say that it's very rare to come across an adult who is not on a medication for a reflux problem.
Julie, you're breaking up just a little bit. I don't know if there's something you can do at your end that would clear that up. But you're absolutely right. And I see a lot of people that are on acid reflux medications. And not only that, Julie, the people that are on it don't seem to – they don't appear to be as healthy as people who are not on those medications. Is that my imagination?
Oh no. It's because of their altered protein digestion. Because we need adequate amounts of protein for growth and repair. And so those people's immune systems don't function as well. And by the way, here's another stressor on your immune system from taking those medications. When the digestive system can't do what it's supposed to do and it can't digest your food properly, guess what system has to take over trying to get that done? Your immune system. And so you stress the digestion, you don't adequately digest your proteins, and now that stuff gets into the body and the immune system has to try to work to get it done. And so then you're using your resources from your immune system to digest your food rather than using the resources from your immune system to take care of your body, which leaves you subject to infection, ill feeling, and less optimization to heal from surgical procedures, from acute illnesses, from traumatic injuries. People don't realize the amount of protein it takes to recover from just a sprained ankle.
Wow. Julie, you know, random thoughts enter my mind as we talk about these things. Is it possible to be healthy and be overweight at the same time? Can we talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break? Now, let me just say it bluntly. Can you be fat and healthy at the same time? Vin Finelli, Dr. Julie Penick, PennickHealthcare.com. We'll be right back. Please, don't touch that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're... Take my...
When you go to the
CD...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Julie Fenix with us. And we're talking about survival medicine. We're talking about getting off pharmaca medicines. And I asked Dr. Penick, is it possible to be obese and healthy at the same time? Is that possible? And when I say obese, I mean really obese.
Well, you want my opinion?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the answer would be no. You can't be obese. And so let's define obesity for the listening audience, right? Obesity is defined as somebody who has a BMI greater than 30. Morbidly obese is much higher than that. And so anybody who has a obesity issue has an insulin resistance issue, whether it shows up on a blood test or diagnostic screening or not. because that's what they, that's what the distribution of that fat does to the human body. And so their pancreas is working overtime. They're trying to keep pace with that, and they have toxins stored in all of that subcutaneous fat. So is that somebody who is healthy? No. The 16-wheeler or the 18-wheeler is coming down the highway,
mm-hmm.
and the question is, what are they going to do to get out of the way? They can continue on their path and stay obese and with all the unhealthy habits that got them there, and then the 18-wheeler is going to run them over, or they can start looking at their lifestyle choices and make changes and get out of the way of the 18-wheeler. Somewhere along the line, carrying that extra weight is going to catch up with them, whether that is stress on their human frame and they're going to need hip or knee replacements, or their insulin resistance is going to catch up with them and they're going to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetics. And then, God forbid, they'd have to be looking at changing their diet probably long after the horse is out of the gate. They should have been looking at it long before that. We had a discussion in class yesterday with my students, and we were talking about bariatric surgery. And the reality is, before you get approved to have bariatric surgery nowadays, the surgeons like to see you demonstrate the ability to lose 75 to 100 pounds. And so if you can lose 75 to 100 pounds, you clearly can make some choices that will get you there. The students and I talked about if the people can demonstrate that level of commitment to that weight loss to earn the ticket to get their surgery, why don't they just continue those lifestyle choices? Because once they get that bypass surgery or their banding surgery for their morbid obesity, they're going to have, guess what, altered nutrition for the rest of their life. Because you are bypassing a large part of the gastrointestinal system that's responsible for nutrient assimilation. Does that make sense?
Well, it absolutely does. And I know a man who was 538 pounds who had bariatric surgery, and he absolutely, positively became half the man he was after that surgery. He went down to, you know, 250. But shortly thereafter, he was climbing and climbing and climbing, and he probably approached back, you know, well over 400 pounds by the time, you know, a year and a half later, maybe 2 years later. And what he found out was the doctors didn't tell him that, oh, by the way, no more soda. And by the way, you're going to have to eat about 8 times a day. You're going to have lots and lots of small meals because your stomach is now much, much smaller than it used to be. And so he was unaware of all of these restrictions. And I believe, I'm not sure, but I believe that had he known some of these restrictions, he never would have had it in the first place.
Now I'm going to tell you, I told the students yesterday, there is supposed to be in-depth psychological counseling that goes on before the patient gets their ticket for their surgery. And so I do see that happening more in the last, I would say, 5 to 10 years. We're doing better about educating people about that. But when you think about that, what is the ability for somebody who has a history of morbid obesity to be able to change their lifestyle after this surgery and have 6 to 8 small feedings a day, if that lifestyle didn't fit into their life before their surgery, they find it inconvenient to do that after their surgery. And most of them end up needing injections for their vitamin supplementation and things of that nature. And what we discussed in class yesterday also was most of the people who go through that surgery end up, after a period of time, putting almost all of their weight back on. Now, not all, but many.
And that's exactly what I saw, Dr. Penick. By the way, it must be a real treat for your students, because I can't imagine every single class teaching what you teach. Is that true, that you are way outside the box all the time?
A treat? I'm sitting here, and my boss and my colleague who teach with me are sitting here listening in on the show. A treat? I don't know if I would call it a treat. They are certainly getting a different perspective on many of the things that we teach people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what
now,
I mean.
I have a responsibility to deliver the lesson the way that they're going to be tested on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I throw in things that I have learned over the years in my private practice setting just to give them tidbits for maintaining and optimizing their personal health and for their friends and their families and their loved ones. So I don't know if they would call it a treat or a burden. You'd have to ask them that question.
I would call it a treat. And when I was teaching, I tried to do exactly the same thing. put in those real life experiences that you just typically don't hear elsewhere. Dr. Penick, you know, you're talking about, we're talking about eating, and we're talking about how the foods are assimilated by the body. What about eating quickly? How many of us slam down lunch, slam down breakfast, slam down dinner because we're in a hurry? What does that do to the body? Are there any negative effects, or can we just keep doing that?
What most people don't realize is most foods are best consumed raw, because once you cook your foods, you destroy the natural enzymes that exist in the foods. And by the way, the enzymes exist in the foods. God put them there for a reason, so that they would be there to help break down the food into the nutritional value so that the human body could assimilate it. And so if you don't chew your vegetables, let's say, adequately enough, you don't break down the food enough to the point where the cellulase is released, and cellulase exists in the plant food because the human body doesn't make cellulase, and cellulase is required to digest and assimilate those fibrous foods such as our vegetables. And so you would have to chew each bite 30 to 50 times. And how many times do people take the majority of their meals in their car between one responsibility to the next? And so they're not chewing 30 times, you know, one, two, and down it goes down the tube.
Well, you're absolutely right.
My colleague over here is shaking her head because she is teaching right now on the gastrointestinal system with students. And, you know, we just don't. We don't chew adequately, and then we put a stressor on the stomach, which, by the way, we just said we're shutting down hydrochloric acid production, and we're not getting the conversion of pepsinogen to pepsin. And so then we make the human body subject to a protein deficiency on a constant basis.
Well, Dr. Penick, what about juicing? I'm not looking for a substitute, but I'm looking for, will juicing our foods help us if we're going to slam them down anyway?
Well, juicing your foods does keep the enzyme activity intact. I'm going to tell you, I'm not a big proponent of juicing for one reason. It's expensive. If you want to get an adequate amount of juice in a glass, you know how many fruits and vegetables you have to put in there to get 6 or 8 ounces of juice? The average American doesn't have the financial resources to do that. And so I believe in eating as many of the foods that you can raw, or lightly steaming them so you don't heat them to the point where you destroy the enzyme activity, so that once they're in your body, you have preserved the enzyme function to be able to get them across the gut barrier and into the body so they can nourish you.
Great point. Dr. Penick, I've got an article on the website, and it's a curious case of the Clark brothers. Now, as we think about getting older, we look at our parents, and we look at grandparents, and we look at friends and relatives. As they get older, some of us become a little forgetful, and some of us develop Alzheimer's and so forth. There's an article on the website, usaprepares.com, about these two brothers. One's 42 years old, the other's 39. And they've been diagnosed with something called leukodystrophy. And, you know, we think about getting older and becoming more forgetful and becoming more feeble and frail and so forth. Well, what's happening with these guys? And let's say they're 40 years old. They are becoming children. They are reversing. They are losing their ability to be adults. They were married. They had children. And now they're divorced. And their mother's taking care of them because they are unable to take care of themselves. They're trapped. They are adults that are trapped, or they're young boys. Maybe the appearance of a four-year-old, their facial expressions look like they're 4 years old, but they're adults, and they're trapped in their bodies. Have you heard of this before?
Well, this sounds like Benjamin Button's movie, and I'm going to have to tell you that, no, I'm not familiar with the diagnosis of leukodystrophy.
Okay. It sounds like a huge nightmare for the family because, you know, all of a sudden you're getting to the point where you have to remind your adult children how to brush their teeth, how to feed themselves. You're going to have to feed them and so forth. And pretty soon they're going to be in diapers. It's like the worst case scenario for a parent.
Leukodystrophy.
Yeah. L-U-K.
L-U-K.
I'm sorry. L-E-U-K-O-D-Y-S-T-R-O-P-H-Y. It's on the first page of USAPrepares.com. Well, I'll tell you, while you're thinking about that, how about this? Dr. Penick, birth control. There's pediatricians are now actively advising teens about the use of the pill. And what about the long-term effects on the body of taking a drug, a chemical, or chemicals to alter the reproductive system on these young girls? What are we facing when they're 30 years old, 40 years old?
Here's I'm concerned about what they're facing when they're 50 years old, most notably bone issues. Here's the dilemma that I see with that. We all know that birth control pills are synthetic hormones. And so we really don't know the biologic activity. To this day, we don't know the full biologic activity of all of that. And so we live in an environment where we have exposures to a wide variety of toxins that disrupt the human hormones.
I'll tell you what, Julie, hold that thought. We'll be right back. Julie Penick, Penick Healthcare. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Please don't touch that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Kennex with us. And we're talking about medicine. We're talking about the pills, synthetic hormones. And Dr. Julie Penick has some thoughts about what happens in your 50s, ladies. And after you talk about this, Dr. Penick, we have Elizabeth on the line from Missouri. She has a question or a comment about Mike Ma's treatments. Please continue with the synthetic hormones. Julie, are you there?
I'm here. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay, how about now?
I'm hearing you, Vince, but I'm not hearing anything else.
Okay, well, just me. We've got a caller on the line, but we're going to get her in just a second. Synthetic hormones, you were talking about 50 years old and what happens and what your thoughts are at age 50 for the ladies who are taking the pill.
Okay, so osteoporosis is a big thing in today's society, right?
Yes.
We have all these drugs that everybody wants to be, you know, healthcare providers want people to be on these drugs for their osteoporosis. Well, it ties in with the hormone thing, and let me give you my overview of this. Number one, if osteoporosis was a calcium deficiency disease, we would eliminate it with all the calcium we have women throw down their throats every day, right? And
sure,
so if you think back to human physiology, 50% of your calcium rides around on your protein. And what did we say earlier in this show? We have people on these proton pump inhibitors to get rid of their reflux symptoms, and we said that that shuts down their ability to get their resting CHF stomach so that it activates pepsinogen to pepsin. And so we now have people who can't digest and assimilate their protein. So you can put all the calcium you want down the tube, but it's not crossing over into the body because it's got no protein to take it with it.
So we're back to the basics, Julie.
I'm sorry?
We're back to the basics. If what you need to do is, if you don't need any of these medications, get off them and let your body work naturally so that you'll be in the best health you can possibly be in.
And let's talk about the hormonal implications of bone mineral density. We always talk about, you know, a perimenopausal, menopausal-age woman being at greater risk, and that's when we start seeing women be screened, and that's when we start seeing women being diagnosed. Part of the way calcium and progesterone and estradiol play with each other is related to a normal menstrual cycle. When you are on synthetic hormones, you don't have a normal menstrual cycle. So you don't get that interplay with progesterone and calcium. Part of the reason people get so anxious when they're PMSing is because progesterone drops off, protein goes down and calcium goes down. And so if we shut that entire process down, we have altered the normal endocrine hormone cycle. Problem is part of that cycle plays a role in the laying down of bone mineral density. We always talk about it as a female issue, and the female hormone cycle plays a role in building down good bone mineral density up to about age 35. And then we start with a little bit of decline in bone mineral density. So if we start treating young girls, because we're getting pre-pubertal girls now at age 9, 10, and 11, and we want to start manipulating their hormone systems, or just young women in their teens who want to be on it for contraception, because now the American Academy, I don't think it's American Academy of Pediatrics, but the American College of Obstetric and Gynecology wants you to put birth control pills over the counter now for emergency contraception. If we start doing those things, we're going to create a whole new generational problem for young women when it deals with bone mineral density issues, in addition to mood problems and all of those things if we start manipulating hormone systems with synthetic hormones.
Julie, let's take a call. We've got a call from Elizabeth in Missouri. Elizabeth, you're on the air with Dr. Julie Pennick.
Well, I spoke with you yesterday, Vince, and I was going to give you a little history on my experience. Hello?
Elizabeth, we'll have to go very, very quickly. So we've got
about one minute. With a treatment by Mike Ma, about 7-8 years ago, I lost the feeling and strength in my first 3 fingers on my right hand. And being right-handed, it was, you know, quite a shock to me. I tried medical doctors, all suggested a neurologist and so on and so forth, and I'm not that trusting. So I decided I guess I'd have to live with it. But I changed my mind, and I decided to try a few other methods, and none of them worked. But on November 20th of this year, I had a treatment by Mike Ma, and on Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd of this year, I woke up with feeling and strength in all 3 of my fingers. To me, it was a miracle. I can even use a sewing needle again. I can pick up a piece of paper, and I can even open a jar.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate the call. We are out of time. Dr. Julie Pennick knows Mike Ma. I know Mike Ma. Dr. Norman Shealy knows Mike Ma. The class knows Mike Ma. And he's a senior USA Preparers instructor, and he teaches the ancient art of Chinese medicine. Do you have any quick thoughts, Dr. Pennick? 5 seconds.
Just thanks for having me, Vince. It's
healthy
awesome.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? 2 reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.